I suffered more than upon any occasion in my life, apart from an incident or two connected with painless dentistry. To begin with, there was Mr. Bartok's piano touch. But touch, with its implication of light-fingered ease, is a misnomer, unless it be qualified in some such way as that of Ethel Smith in discussing her dear old teacher, Herzogenberg. He had a touch like paving stone. By the way, believe that Mr. Bartok would resent this simile. What I am describing is, I believe, a deliberate part of his intentions, and he will probably feel no more aggrieved at my denying him touch than the village blacksmith if I refused it to him in some description of his musical performance with his two-stone hammer upon his red-hot horseshoe. Become popular in this country, there will have to be established a special anti-Mathay school to train performers for them. And I believe that it will be found that piano manufacturers will refuse to hire out pianos for the recitals of its alumni, insisting that these shall always be bought outright. Destroyed on conclusion. Tone is, I take it, a symbol of adherence to to the No Sentiment School of Modern Music. And, as a matter of fact, many passages in Bartók's compositions might disqualify him for membership of that school were they less thunderously delivered. Since some of his little two- and three-note motives could easily become rather plaintive in their querulous repetitions. System of composition and performance is one of the most rigid-minded, rigid-muscled ever invented. That in shunning sentiment, Bartók has lost beauty. That in shunning rhetoric, he has lost reason.